Mr. Steele, the health effects of exposure to radio frequency EMFs have been researched and reviewed over several decades. The advice from the World Health Organization, European Commission and Public Health England is that there is no convincing evidence that radio wave exposures below guideline levels cause health effects in either adults or children. Additionally, the group leader of Public Health England's EMF dosimetry group has considered the information presented by you and concludes the following. Your views and those contained in the attachments that you forward to the Council as they apply to human health do not contain any information that might change public health in England's current advice. The assertion that women and children have a greater impact from microwave radiation is not supported by the science.
You may then ask a supplementary question on the points answer, and then you will continue.
The Cabinet report of March 2010, nil implications were stated based upon the advice and the information available to the Council at that time. A number of other local authorities throughout the country were also installing similar LED and transmitter systems on the same basis. Also, the council produced a proprietary lighting system that met all the required quality standards established by the BSI group and others. Of course, we will be replying to you in writing based on my response to you.
Do you have a supplementary question?
Considering that no environmental or health impact assessment for public consultation being carried out in relation to the 31,859 experimental telecom transceivers emitting microwave radiation 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in contradiction of the carbon reduction policy, positioned adjacent to people's bedrooms and living spaces with some installations within the advised safe working distance to the humans you saw the photograph before.
Mr. Steele, please, can we have the question? The supplementary question.
The supplementary question is, on behalf of all those in the borough who are suffering unexplained non-thermal induced detrimental health issues as a consequence, including economic hardship, especially on vulnerable groups, include electromagnetic sensitive persons, women, children, the unborn, and disabled with metal implants that act as an antenna, increasing the hazard. We request a full environmental impact analysis and health review from ecologists, oncologists, and biologists, expert scientists in their fields, relying on the latest scientific data, not pre-2010 science, the latest scientific data and published evidence to ascertain the effect on small fine insects, small birds, and to confirm that this experimental 5G telecom filter is not a class 1 carcinogen, as reported in recent the largest $24 million USA NTP research study on non-ionizing radiation. A class 1 ear cancer.
Thank you, Mr. Steele. I think you've got the supplementary question there.
Well, thanks for the supplementary.
I think there's probably quite a lot of information there, which I probably haven't got the head around quite yet. And probably some new facts, I think, within that. But what we will do is if you can give us a copy of that supplementary, then we'll include a response to that when we get back into the for a response. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Steele.
An appeal from 180 evidence scientists in the field on 5G.
Mr. Steele.
This is not a joke. There are people.
I am not laughing, sir.
There are people in this community from this school out.
Thank you very much.
Well, I'm very passionate about this. I've got nearby bleeding from the nose at night from this telecom. Secretly rolled out 5G. Somebody needs to go to prison. There's a crime against humanity.